Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its kiss while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain.
Hello, Simon and Garfunkel for you. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Why am I saying this? Because Aaron Rodgers is going into a very dark place. For 4 days, he's going on a darkness retreat, looking for answers about his future. We'll talk about that. I want to ask you guys on the Cale Clark Show today, have you ever been on a silent retreat? What was that like? And what advice would you give for someone who's thinking about doing a silent retreat? How would you spend your time? How would you advise that someone spend their time on a silent retreat? Why don't you call in right now? Our studio line is open, 888-914-9149 is the number to call, 888-914-9149. You can also email the program, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And you can find me on Twitter, at Cale Clark. C-A-L-E, Clark with an E, and the show account is at Cale Clark Show. So glad to be with you on this Wednesday. It's February the 8th. It's my daughter Michaela's birthday, by the way. So everybody, I'd love it if you'd just say a little Hail Mary for Michaela on her special day. She turned 7 earlier today, so 8:01 a.m. is when she was born, and really, really excited about the young lady that she is becoming. It's also the Feast of St. Josephine Bakita. Last couple of years on this day, I've spent a lot of time talking about Bakita, and her story is just an incredible story of forgiveness. And I'm actually going to ask producer Jim, if you can think of this, to maybe pull out from the archives the last couple of years on this date. We've got some great material on Bakita on this program. Would love to put that in the show notes so people can link to that and listen to those episodes. But once again, call in. I really want to get your advice for somebody who's thinking about doing a silent retreat. 888-914-9149. Have you ever done it? What was that like? What would you say to somebody who's thinking about doing that? Aaron Rodgers apparently is going to do this, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. For now, there's a lot of speculation, as there always is. What is he going to do? What's Aaron going to do now? Aaron, is he going to come back to the Packers? Is he going to go somewhere else? Maybe Las Vegas? I don't know. A lot of Relevant Radio listeners in Las Vegas. Not sure what you think of this, but I'd love to hear from you as well. 888-914-9149. So we'll get back to this in just a second. But as you know, during our pledge drive, one of the things that we do every single hour on Relevant Radio is we pray the Memorare for the success of this pledge drive, that we're able to hit our targets. And I know with your help, you're going to help us do that. You're going to help us give from the heart and get to where we need to go. So let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And speaking of imploring Our Lady's intercession, you're going to want to stick around later this evening for the Family Rosary Across America. Father Rocky is once again welcoming a special guest. This time it's Dr. Scott Hahn. Great scholar, great author. I've had the pleasure of meeting him on a couple of different occasions and broke bread with Dr. Hahn, and he's just a wonderful man of faith. So join Father Rocky, Dr. Scott Hahn, tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America, the happiest half hour of your day. Well, again, I really want to hear from you, but as you're calling in right now, and I love this, the phone lines are lighting up, 888-914-9149. It's Super Bowl week. We're going to have a lot of fun content about the Super Bowl over the next couple of days, but Aaron Rodgers is not in the Super Bowl this time, and maybe he's a little bitter about this. He says he's going into a quote-unquote darkness retreat to discern his future. Is he going to retire? Is he going to play for another team? I want to ask how we, and I'm going to have some thoughts on this too, how we as Catholics can utilize, maybe not sitting in complete darkness, but maybe going on a silent retreat to discern what God wants for us. But let's hear what Aaron had to say. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about this. Check this out.
Yeah, it's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and then, to take my, my isolation retreat and just to be able to contemplate all things my future and then make a decision that I feel like is best for me moving forward and in the highest interest of my happiness and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave?
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah, is it just you in there? And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You go to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state. Beautiful.
Are you locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave if you you can't do it. You can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat. Wow. And I've had a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning after this season. So it's been on the calendar for months and months and months. And it's coming up in a couple weeks.
How about that? So. We're going to leave a light on for you here on the Cale Clark Show. That was Aaron Rodgers talking with Pat McAfee and also his co-host, A.J. Hawk, former teammate of Aaron Rodgers on the Packers, by the way. On the Pat McAfee Show on that podcast yesterday, he's going on this darkness retreat. A lot of people are talking about this. I wouldn't recommend necessarily turning all the lights off, but I highly recommend going on a silent retreat. Have you ever done this? What was it like? And what advice would you give to people who are thinking about this? I think it's still pretty early in the year. We're into February now, February the 8th, second month of the year. But a lot of people want to kind of reset. And one of the best ways to do that is by taking a retreat. Let's go to the phones. I want to hear from you guys on this. Let's go to Jennifer in Orange, California, in the USA. Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I've done 3 different ones, and I've gone and stayed with Cloistered Sisters.
Wow.
On what they call a silent prayer retreat, and you receive beautiful blessings with a Mass and Eucharist adoration every day, as well as joining them with Gregorian chant and liturgy, the hours. So you're in silence because you turn your phone off, you detach yourself from your life, but you enter a prayerful world with them, and you don't really talk to them either because they're communicating directly with God and, through our Blessed Mother Mary. And then I've done another one where I just took a road trip and turned everything off the grid and did the 21 missions of California and was able to pray inside, no noise, just quietly pray inside all of those. For 3 weeks of detachment. It's just nice to turn your life off and just become one-on-one, kind of in a supernatural prayer way.
Well, this is it, Jennifer. And I have to ask you, was it tough to not speak for that period of the retreat? Did you feel like, I just want to talk to somebody, or was it easy for you?
It was actually tough to leave and come back to the world. I had to pray, put my feet back on the ground. I've got to go back to work. It's definitely enriching. I'm actually going to one again at the end of this month for 3.5 weeks.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So I've done 2 weeks, the longest, 14 days. And, it's really rewarding. It's just not, you're not focusing on this life in this world. You're focusing on your next life, and it's a gift. And if you ask God to give it to you, it's just a peace and a joy. It's just different. I don't know how to explain it.
Jennifer, thanks for sharing your experience. I really appreciate that. That was Jennifer in the city of Orange in California. And hey, the juice was, speaking of oranges, the juice was definitely worth the squeeze on that call. She said a lot of things, talked about being on a silent retreat that's coming up for over 3 weeks. I think she said 3.5 weeks. Wow. Wow. I don't know if I could stop talking for that long, but I do have a radio show, but sometimes I'm talked out after this. I don't know, but I want to hear what you guys think about this. Have you been on a silent retreat? What was it like? What would you recommend to somebody who's thinking about doing it? Let's go to Tino in Salt Lake City. Hi, Tino.
How are you doing, Patrick?
Well, this is Kale, but thanks for calling in.
Sorry. I've been on several different ones. I like to begin the new year. We used to have a monastery here in Huntsville, and I'd go up there the day before, New Year's Eve, and spend the night, and then I'd start start a rosary. Right at 12 o'clock, I'd start a rosary. But there's a lot you can do. Just be quiet, silent. You can rest. That's kind of rest that you need. And then, but meditate on the scriptures, or, you know, I get a lot of reading on the sacrament of marriage, you know, to whatever would help me to, you know.
I like that.
There's a lot you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot you can do. And I like how you start off the new year with prayer as well. That's a great way to ring in the new year. One of the local parishes where I live does a night of adoration on New Year's Eve. It's quite popular, actually. A lot of people come out and they just want to ring in the new year with our Lord. I just love that. So, Tino, thanks for calling in. Sorry to disappoint that Patrick didn't pick up. It was only me. But someone who never disappoints, that's for sure, is Father Rocky. Here he is right now. Check it out.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary Across America. Have you heard about the gifts we have today at the dollar a day level? My Irish German eyes are smiling. It's a beautiful marble bead green Irish rosary and a St. Patrick medal, which traveled with Drew to holy sites in Ireland. The rosary has a miraculous centerpiece and an ornate Celtic crucifix. It really has the look of a rosary from the old country. It's boxed if you like to give it as a gift. The set includes the rosary, a St. Patrick holy card with the Irish blessing prayer on the back, and a satin-lined gift box. The gorgeous green marbled bead Irish rosary and St. Patrick medal is our special thank you gift for a donation of $1 a day to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Those are the quickest ways to give, but if calling is your only option, give us a ring, 877-291-0123.
It's so good to be with you a few pounds lighter here. This is Timory with Kale Clark. Kale, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. We're asking people to give the great gift of their monetary support so that we can continue to do the work we're doing here. If you'd like to donate today, numbers 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app are the easiest ways to give today.
Timory, welcome back to Relevant Radio. So good to be with you today. Missed hearing your voice, and Timory's back from maternity leave, and we're going to have a lot of time to talk this evening because Timory's going to be joining me for the rest of the program as we have these pitch breaks a couple times every hour, and also I'll be with her on Trending with Timory in the next hour. But I know you're probably doing a lot of praying, of course, for your new little one, and that's my daughter's birthday today. We always pray for our kids, and it's always such a wonderful thing to do, and I don't think there's any better way to do that than by praying a rosary for your children and for everyone that you love. One of the best rosaries you can do this with. And Timory, this is, I'm not exaggerating when I say Relevant Radio has knocked it out of the park this year with the Pledge Dive premiums. They've all been so incredible, whether it's the umbrella, Ella, whether it's the rustic pillow, My Pillow. Hey, forget about the My Pillow guy. You can have this. Plus, this rosary, and Drew has taken these St. Patrick medals all over Ireland. We'll talk about this later, but this is a truly, and we only have a few of these left. Producer Jim, I'm not sure. Maybe you can whisper in my ear, but the last I heard, there was about 200 or so left. They're not going to be around for, I don't even know if they'll survive the hour. So
73.
Get yours now. There's only 73 left.
Yeah, Kale, you need to get yours now. And by the way, I asked for mine, so you better donate now because green's my favorite color. And when I saw this marble rosary, Kale, I fell in love.
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's got an Irish cross, a crucifix. It's also got a miraculous medal embedded in it. We're going to send you the St. Patrick's medal as well. And if you come in at that dollar a day level, if you give online, it's a dollar a day triple play because we're going to send you this rosary, the St. Patrick's medal. We're also going to send you a book, Jesus, I Trust in You. And if you give online, we're going to send you a special talk on the love of Jesus as well. So go to relevantradio.com, go to the app, or call 877-291-0123. Give from the heart right now. Only 73 rosary, now 72, now 71. Get them while you can. They may not last the hour. 877-291-0123, or go to the app. Give from the heart right now. It's our winter pledge drive. You're the only ones keeping us rocking on the airwaves right now on Relevant Radio.
This is The Kale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Let me give you another phone number, 888-914-9149. That's the studio line. To get to me directly, 888-914-9149. I talked about Aaron Rodgers. This guy is just surrounded by drama. He's just, he did win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, though. His partner was a Canadian, actually. Hey, I wish I could play Pebble Beach. If you have a membership, give me a call. I'd love to go there. I did play Torrey Pines once. That's where the tour stop was last week out in beautiful San Diego. That's where Timory's from. And it's good to hear her voice again, and we'll be talking throughout the hour. But yeah, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Aaron Rodgers and his partner won last week. But now he's going to go on this 4 days of darkness. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Retreat to try to, and he's just going to sit in the dark. They're going to give him his meals through a little slot in the door. It's kind of like being in prison. Why is he doing this? Well, he's trying to discern his future. A lot of his friends have done this, where you sit in a room for 4 days and four nights in the darkness, no journals, no nothing. I'd at least want a notebook. I mean, not that you could see anything in the dark, but I'd want to write down my thoughts. But I think it'd be a good exercise to just kind of work through everything. But you know what's even better? Going on a retreat where you can actually talk with God. And God longs to speak with you. Now, maybe you can't do that, but you can certainly pray. You can certainly try to get alone at some point in the day for some prayer. I do have some thoughts. If you are thinking about making a retreat, I do have some thoughts on how to do that in a spiritually beneficial way. I'm going to be doing my own retreat coming up real soon this year. I can't wait. I haven't been on a retreat since before the pandemic. I try to go every year on a silent retreat for 3 days. And I find it's just a great way to recalibrate, recalculate, if you will. Remember those old GPSs? Recalculating. And it just is a great perspective changer to get in God's presence for an extended period of time. But I haven't been on it because the retreat center that I normally go to has essentially been closed for, you know, the better part of 2.5, almost 3 years. So I'm really excited to go this late winter, early spring. And I want to know, have you guys done a silent retreat before? What was it like? What advice would you give to people who are thinking about doing it? How best to spend one's time on the retreat? Let's go to the phones right now. Gary is in Fort Myers, Florida. Hi, Gary.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, no problem, Stan. Thanks for doing this. I did one last year, and it was a 3-day retreat, and it was focused on Saint Ignatian spiritual exercise. And it was a men's retreat. You couldn't speak to anybody. I was terrified of going on it because I had never done one of these before.
Yeah.
And after doing it, I would say it was probably one of the best experiences I've had from a retreat standpoint. What I'd recommend is, yeah, you bring your phone, but you don't. Maybe you give it to somebody so that you don't go looking at it, because you're going to be tempted to do that. And then two, have some kind of routine. So if having breakfast at 8 is just the standard thing that they do, then maybe you do adoration at some point, you do prayer at some point, And then you do, in this case, it was classes at some point, and you do some exercise too, but you have some kind of daily routine. Otherwise, you might lose it if you've never done it before.
So Gary, did they kind of leave you to your own devices in terms of the schedule? No, were you free to make your own schedule?
No. There was a very well done schedule. This was actually done out of Adelaide Youth Peace in California, and we actually went to one of those mission churches.
Wow!
So it was very structured. They gave you time to do certain things, and I used it to do a very detailed confession, basically. So it was basically reflecting on stuff.
I think that's a really good thing. If people out there are thinking about doing a retreat, I think that's one of the best things that you can do while you're on retreat. Try to make the best confession of your life, because you can really take the time, maybe reflect a little bit, make a deep, deep confession. That's I think, one of the most crucial things that you can do. And let me ask you this. How did it change you, Gary? How did it change you when you left? Did you see a sense of difference?
That's a tough question. Well, basically, from a spiritual standpoint, obviously it changed me. I'm no longer part of that parish, but if I was part of that parish, I would have had some really good relationships with the men who I couldn't speak to.
Mm.
It was one of those things where you're sitting across the table eating, you can't talk to them, but you're signing stuff and sign language and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And afterward, when you could talk to them, it was like you had such a bond with the person. So it's one of those things. I would end up doing that retreat again sometime in the future.
Yeah, it's so true. When you make a retreat with other people, it does kind of bond you. It's a bonding experience. You've gone through this together. And I love what you had to say there, Gary. I really appreciate that call. It was Gary in Fort Myers, Florida, who did an Ignatian retreat. And this idea that he made a really great confession on the retreat, that's, again, one of the best things that you can do, because it should move us to repentance. We've constantly got to be converting in life. And at some point in a retreat, the goal is to try to make the best confession that you can, that you've made to this point. And really, if you think about John the Baptist or John the Baptizer, his whole motif of preaching this baptism of repentance, that was to prepare the way for Christ. And when Christ came, he stepped aside. And so this is exactly why we want to make a good confession on a retreat, so that we can kind of, I always try to do it at the beginning of the retreat as quickly as I can. And then now you feel kind of cleansed, refreshed. And now, okay, Christ, you can come in, and I want to really just focus on you. And this is great too. And I know friends of mine who are priests, they love the fact that people want to do this, that they will go to confession on a retreat, and they get a lot of joy from this. Seeing people just make a good confession. And this is just a great, great sacrament. Jesus did a lot of healing miracles in his ministry. He healed the blind. He gave them their sight back. He was able to say to a paralyzed man, rise and walk. Raise the dead, the spiritually dead. All of those things kind of happen in confession. Those who are dead in mortal sin come back to life. Those who are spiritually blind begin to see things in a different light. Those who were kind of stuck and they just don't feel like they can move, they don't feel like they can take that next step in their spiritual life, they start to walk. They rise and walk. And you just see these things recapitulated. You see Christ doing all of these things in the sacrament of confession. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing that you can do. Want to hear about your experiences on retreats, maybe silent retreats? It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. So if you're on the line, I see you there, Lisa, Dawn, Jenny, hang on, I'll get to you. And if anybody else wants to call in, please do so, 888-914-9149. So hang with me. Timmy's going to join me in just a second, but I'll be right back.
Timmy back here with Cale. It's so good to be with you. We've had 66 people step up this hour saying we want to support Relevant Radio, Cale. That includes Marion, Illinois. Someone stepped forward in Nevada giving $5,000. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is incredible. And we really do thank those who are able to give a larger gift. And some of you, I know that the Lord might be speaking to you saying, it's time I made a move. Because, Timory, I'll say this, that we have millions and millions of people who listen to Relevant Radio, and only a small amount of our listeners are actually donors. So if you benefited from Relevant Radio in the past, if we've been helpful to you on your spiritual journey, we'd ask you to help us, because we're really a big family. We're a team together. We all have a role to play, and we can't do this without you. We really can't. 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com, quick, secure, and fast ways to give. We know that your time is valuable, so we want to make a pleasant experience for you as well. And we also want to give back to you. We have this dollar a day triple play. If you give online, you get the book, Jesus, I Trust in You, which is a 30-day, speaking of retreats, this is a 30-day kind of guided personal retreat with the Litany of Trust. And if you've never prayed the Litany of Trust, it's one of my favorite prayers. I'm sure, Timmer, you know about this, because this book was written by Sister Faustina Maria Pia. She's one of the Sisters of Life. And we're going to throw this in to your gift package, along with one of the rosaries, the St. Patrick's rosaries from Ireland, the St. Patrick's medal. Again, we're counting down on those too. We only have so many left, and maybe we'll get an update on that. My producer Jim just whispered in my ear how many are left. But talk to me about the Litany of Trust, Timory.
You know, it's something that's been newly familiar to me. I actually have it built into my calendar for the year. And especially over last year, I had it as a part of my calendar. And just, you know, simple one phrase at a time, opportunities to make that moment of surrender, which can be so challenging. You know, life never goes the way we think. You know, I know so many people have been praying for my family over the last couple months as, you know, our daughter ended up in the NICU 4 days after she was born. And
we were praying hard for you. Yeah.
I'm so grateful because I had that peace and that trust, and that's a fruit of faith. And so I think if you're maybe not there yet in your faith journey, or maybe you need to continue to be there, which I need to fight for that, the Litany of Trust helps you to form that spirit of total trust in our Lord.
I love it. And you can have that book. If you come in at least a dollar a day, we're going to give you that book. We're going to give you the rosary. There are only about 60 left. So now's the time. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Give from the heart. And thank you in advance for all you do to help us keep this mission alive. Hi, this is Cale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart. I just had to echo that too. 888-914-9149 is the studio line to call to talk to me. We're having a fascinating conversation. It's been great hearing your perspective about retreats. I think retreats are a really important component of the spiritual life. Earlier today on the Faith Explained show, I talked about things we really should be doing every day, every week, every month, and every year in our spiritual life to keep good hygiene, good spiritual hygiene. I think a retreat is right up there. Everybody needs to make a retreat at some point. If you haven't done it, there's a caller who called in earlier. I think it was Gary who said that he was scared to make that retreat when he first signed up. He didn't know what to expect. He was kind of terrified. But don't be afraid. Jesus always says that. Don't be afraid. Fear not. And here's a good reason to do it. If you've thought about doing it, maybe a friend has suggested you do it, maybe a priest, maybe a spouse, maybe a spiritual director. This is directly going to impact, number one, your own happiness in life, but also the happiness and welfare of every single person around you, whether it's your spouse, your kids, your friends, your coworkers, everybody that you know. Because when we become followers of Jesus Christ, it's not just for us. It's never just for us. It's never just for our own sake. It's for the sake of other people. And there are things that God wants you to do in your life, and that he wants to do in and through you, that you haven't even dreamed of yet, that you have not even dreamed of yet, but you're never going to be able to find that out unless you get in touch with him through prayer, through spiritual direction, through retreats. This is really, really important. And the gospel is just chock full of people whose lives were changed when they encountered Jesus Christ in a unique way. Think about Simon of Cyrene. He's in town for the festival. He's from out of town. He's with his kids. And then, hey, you've got to carry the cross. Whoa. And Jesus, the cross, was looking for him. He wasn't looking for this. And I think that that's just one example. There's so many characters in the gospel that were transformed. And God wants to transform your life as well. I want to go to the phones right now. Again, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Lisa in McAllen, Texas. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I am very well, Lisa. Thanks for calling. And what are you thinking? What are you thinking about this? What are your takes on this?
Well, I mean, I love retreats, but mine's kind of a funny story. In 2018, I was lucky enough to go on a pilgrimage. It was an organized pilgrimage to Medjugorje. But the first week was a small group of about 18 of us that were on a little island named Badia in Croatia. And it's a monastery. No one on the island except us in the monastery, and it was with Father Joso from Medjugorje.
Okay.
And we got to the retreat, and everybody's really excited, and he's, you know, giving these classes, and there's a translator. But the people on the island or in the monastery were really rude. And finally, on the third morning, the director said, "What is it with you rude Americans? Why can't you be quiet?" And, you know, we didn't know what they were talking about. It was a silent retreat, but none of us had been given any. We all went through our paperwork. There had been nothing said about a silent retreat. So, I mean, immediately we were horrified.
And
we had a silent retreat for the next 5 days. It was funny the way it worked out. And Father Joso actually was very funny. You know, he was very kind. But once everyone was quiet, it was just a different level. I get chills thinking about it. You know, we were enjoying every minute of it, but once it really was a silent retreat, things just really happened. It really did.
Yeah. And I find that's a funny story. And I find that's true, Lisa. I usually feel like it takes about, like if you're doing like a 3 day weekend retreat or so, where maybe it starts on the Thursday evening, then you have Friday, Saturday, you come home on Sunday afternoon. I feel like it takes about a day or so just to get in the groove and get used to the rhythm of the retreat. And usually there's a schedule for the retreat, which involves daily mass and maybe time before the Blessed Sacrament prayer, maybe some meditations, communal rosary. You can talk when you pray the rosary, of course, as a group. But I do find that it takes about a day for you to get kind of out of that mode of the world, of the busyness, of the craziness, of the voices that are always in our ear all the time, always in before our face all the time. Everyone is walking around with a phone glued to their face. And I saw a really funny picture. I retweeted it on Twitter. You can see it on my account, at Kale Clark. If you're a basketball fan, you know that LeBron James broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring mark last night. And everybody in the crowd, except for one guy, there's one guy in the front row. He's kind of an older gentleman who was actually watching the play. He's the only guy in the picture that did not have a phone in front of his face, because everyone's trying to record this thing and everyone's just trying to, you know, save it for posterity. But nobody is actually living in the moment. Nobody is actually experiencing it except for this one guy. And I think what we've forgotten to do is to live in the moment and find God in the moment. And that's one of the things that I think a retreat does for us. We can get out of the world a little bit, as it were. God wants us to come back in the world, because for most of us, our place is in the middle of the street. It's in the world. Some of us are called to leave the world, quote unquote, and become religious, consecrated religious, and spend that a lifetime in prayer for the world. But most of us, we need to be here, and God needs us here. And what we do need to do is get away a little bit and so we can hear the voice of the Master, so that when we go back out there in that noise, in that din, we can hear his voice a lot more clearly. And Cardinal Robert Sarah, if you haven't read this book, I highly recommend this for spiritual reading. He wrote a book called The Power of Silence Against the Dictatorship of Noise. That's a powerful expression, the dictatorship of noise. And And he came to the city where I live in Toronto a few years ago, and I couldn't believe. I went to hear him talk at the cathedral downtown. It was packed out. There were close to 2,000 people there to hear him talk, and people were hanging on this guy's words because I think there's a craving for this silence. There's a craving for this serenity that we can only find with Jesus Christ. And there are a lot of voices out there, but we do need to hear that one voice, because at the end of the day and at the end of our lives, it's going to come down to a one-on-one conversation between you and the Lord, face-to-face. Think about that. So let's try to get to know him a little bit before that happens. Let's go to Don in Cranston, Rhode Island. Hi, Don.
Hey, Cale. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
That's great. Yeah. So I wanted
Hope
to share, I've been going on retreats, silent retreats on and off for about, I'd say, 5 or 6 years. And prior to that, I went on a solo silent retreat, after my brother passed away. It was like a very intense time in my life. It was the first time I'd ever, had that privilege. So I went to a beautiful place called Ender's Island, which is in Mystic, Connecticut. Mm. And it's run by the Edmonite Fathers. And it was beautiful. It was just, there was no guidance. It was just, I went to Mass and I went before the Blessed Sacrament, prayed my rosary, and just was in silence. But now I go on I strive to go on a retreat every year with a group called Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, the Canons Regular of the Holy Cross. I'm part of that group, Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, and it's very beautiful. It's a guided silent retreat, and that there's talks given, but in between, it's, you know, silent adoration, silence during Mass, the rosary. Yeah. We recite together, but we take silent walks. And then you do get to connect with people afterwards. And I also encouraged each of my children when they became older teenagers before they ventured off in their journey in life to discern what their vocation would be. I encouraged them to go on a silent retreat, even if it was just for a day.
Yeah, I can't echo that more strongly enough, especially as you're making big transitions in life or thinking about it and discerning your next steps. I think retreats are good, and even they're even sort of one day retreat. If you can't get away for a whole weekend, there are programs like that you mentioned, and oftentimes we have these ideas in our head about what God's going to do in our life. And Timory was kind of mentioning this a few minutes ago. We have these plans for our lives, and God has a different plan. And very often when we go on retreat, I once heard a spiritual director say this on retreat, the reason we were all kind of there, it was a men's retreat, it was a silent retreat, and they give you kind of a little introductory talk at the beginning and kind of set the tone. And he said, look, the reasons that you think that you're here, they're not the reasons why you're actually here, because God has his own reasons for bringing you on this retreat. And his thoughts are above your thoughts. His reasons are above your reasons. You've got all these things going on in your lives, fatigue, you're tired, you've got problems, you've got issues, work, family, relationships, financial stuff, whatever. And a lot of times people don't think they can even make it because I'm so busy, I don't have time to go on a retreat. It's like saying, I'm too busy to pray. You're too busy not to pray. You definitely need to do this. And whatever your reasons might be, God wants to use those things to draw you to himself because you need to experience his love. And so we have to set aside, quote unquote, our reasons for being on retreat to figure out, and this is true whether we go on retreat or not, we have to figure out what God's plans are for us for the rest of our lives. Because we sort of have things mapped out, or we try to map things out, but God has a beautiful plan for you for the remainder of your days, however many you might have. We don't really know how many until we make that final withdrawal. We don't know, but God does have a plan. He absolutely wants to work a lot of the miraculous in your life, and a lot of it is just the work that he wants to do in you and through you in helping you to realize your purpose of becoming a saint. Okay, we got to take another really, really quick break, but hang with me. If you're on the line, Jenny in Wilmington, Delaware, please, please stay on the line. If you want to call in too, we've got a couple lines open now. It's a good time to call 888-914-9149. 9149. It is the Cale Clark Show, and this is Relevant Radio. Be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let your kids see you having the empathy and care for young women and older women who find themselves in a situation they didn't plan for, so yes, that your children know that should something happen, you are there for them and you care about them and you care about the baby that they are carrying or that they helped make. I started listening. I came back to the church fully in 2017, and it took an entire year of listening to Relevant Radio and your program in particular to change my view from pro-choice to fully pro-life. So thank you for being that voice on Relevant Radio that helped turn my heart back to the truth.
That makes me very happy, Katie. Very, very happy. We're all smiling here at Relevant Radio.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
It's that time to support us and give from the heart. We're coming up on St. Valentine's Day. We're approaching Lent. It's an opportunity to really give of yourself as you're planning what you'll give up for Lent, what you'll do for Lent. One thing you can do this Lent is support Relevant Radio with the additional money that you might have from the things you gave up during Lent. So give us a call. 1-877-291-0123 is the number, the easiest way to give. And we are $21,000 away from approaching our next goal of $100,000. So if you can support us here at Relevant Radio, we would greatly appreciate it. We're approaching that 1,500,000 mark. And if you can help us make it, we have just about 14 minutes to go, and we will be halfway funded if we can do that.
That would be great. And of course, this pledge drive ends on Friday, but we really only have today and tomorrow for the Cale Clark Show, because the pledge drive will be over by the time this show airs on Friday. So really think it's important for you to call right now, 877-291-0123. It's really your vote of confidence for this program that's been beneficial to you. I hope they keep me around, but that kind of depends on you. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. And I've just been told, producer Jim has just whispered into my headset, we only have 46 of the rosaries. Now 45. Oh, they keep counting down. There's only 45 left. Once they're gone, folks, they're gone. I'm telling you, these are beautiful. These are absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to just say right now, I think they were thinking about sending one to me. Don't. I want this to go to a donor. They are gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. And Drew Mariani has taken these things to so many different shrines around Ireland. The St. Patrick's medal, it's been to the Shrine of Knock. And hey, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'll tell you, that's what we do every day on Relevant Radio. We pray. And you can pray for us. That's the best gift you can give, just your prayer. But please, if you come in at that dollar a day level, we want to send you one of the rosaries that we have left. Beautiful emerald rosaries from the Emerald Isle. St. Patrick, the miraculous medal is on there as well. That's an incredible deal right there. Plus, we're going to send you the book, Jesus, I Trust in You, a 30-day personal retreat with the Litany of Trust. Whew! 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, Timory.
That's right. Relevant Radio app is a very easy way to give as well if you're listening there. But relevantradio.com, you know that number. You can call us now, 1-877-291-0123.
This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. It's our final segment. You can call in right now. Grab a line, 888-914-9149. We're talking about retreats. We're talking about trying to hear from God in our everyday lives. How do we get attuned to the frequency of His voice? Let's go to Jenny in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Jenny.
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you. I appreciate you and everyone, especially Drew and all of you at Relevant Radio.
Amen.
For all you that do and certainly support your mission every chance I get. Anyway, I just wanted to say that when I heard you saying about Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if it's a retreat or not, but I would just say this. You know, there's a scripture in Hosea about, and I know it's toward women, but like, I will call her to the wilderness or something and speak to her. And the point is that whether it's just time we make in prayer, like in quiet prayer, in the darkness where, you know, the light, which is Christ, and the light, if you light a candle, which reminds us of Christ, is present. I've done a number of 8-day retreats, and they were also Ignatian retreats. I've also just done silent retreats. But there's something so sacred and so precious about going into a space that isn't alone, and it isn't like designed to make us crazy. It's designed to create intimacy, like a depth of level of a level and depth of intimacy that's beyond our comprehension and that enriches everything else that we do. And in that sacred space, God speaks to our hearts. Yes.
It looks like you got to go. But yeah, Jenny, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. And Jenny was talking about the silent retreats that she has done. And I like how she mentioned the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. That's an interesting book to bring up, because the prophet Hosea, boy, I tell you, I'm not sure how happy he was about this. God called him to be essentially a living parable of what it's like to be God dealing with his people Israel, who were constantly unfaithful to him, who were constantly running after these idols in their lives. And basically he said to Hosea, I want you to marry this woman named Gomer. Well, with a name like Gomer, it's not starting off so well anyways, but she was a lady of the night, let's put it that way. She was essentially a prostitute. She was a woman who was unfaithful. Why do you want me to marry this woman? Because this is what it's like to be me. I want you to be my representative. I want your life to reflect what it's like for me to go through being, quote unquote, married to Israel. And this is what the Bible says from Genesis to Revelation. God wants to marry us, if you will. The Bible starts with a wedding, of course, of Adam and Eve, ends with the marriage of Christ and his church. And so he does this. He does this, and he has to deal with this. And every time she comes slinking back home, he has to take her back in. He has to forgive her. He has to love her. He has to care for her. And he does. And he does. But this idea of being, you know, calling you out to the wilderness to be with me, that comes from the book of Hosea. That's an absolutely beautiful thing. And so sometimes when we do go on retreats, it is a bit of a wilderness experience, as it were. And Jesus, of course, went out to lonely places and prayed. We talked about this yesterday on the program in Mark's gospel. There are so many needs, and we have so many needs that are pressing upon us every day as well. And in order for us to meet those needs, we have to meet with Jesus in silence. We have to derive strength from him. Otherwise, our tank's going to be empty. We can't give what we don't have. You know, Father Rocky talks about that all the time to us here at Relevant Radio, because you simply can only minister out of the overflow of your interior life. I mean, that's how it works. It's like being on an airplane. You got to put on your own oxygen mask first before you can help the person next to you. Because if you don't, you're going to pass out and you're both going to be in big trouble. No one will be saved. So it's really, really important to do this. And again, it's not just for you, because some people don't want to do this because they think, it would be selfish of me to go on a retreat. It would be selfish of me. And this is what happens with people. Sometimes their spouse doesn't understand. Sometimes their loved ones are like, why are you doing this? Why are you leaving us for the weekend? I don't get it. But what should happen, if it's done right, this should make you a better friend, a better husband, a better wife, a better co-worker, a better boss, a better friend, a better colleague, a better person, a better Catholic, so that you can help others and be that saint that God needs you to be in the middle of the world. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk much more about this in the future, of course. I want to thank every one of you for participating in the conversation, but hang with me. Got some surprises coming up in the next 5 minutes. Timmy's going to join me right now.
Okay, we're working our way toward our goal a little at a time. We have $16,000 to go, and then we will be halfway toward our goal of $3 million. So we're approaching that halfway mark. If you can donate now, we have 5 minutes. Support the work here of the Cale Clark Show and the incredible faith-filled content, commenting on faith, commenting on culture, building you up in your apologetics. That's what Cale does here. He's a young dad, and he gives that vivacious perspective. An anonymous donor in Illinois just stepped forward for the first time in support of the work here, Relevant Radio and Cale. We had Gail who stepped forward, online from Chino in California. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for calling me vivacious. I've never been called that before, but I appreciate it. And Timmy, I'm so glad to be back with you here for this segment and doing these pitch breaks with you. And I'm glad that you're not Canadian like me, because if you're a Canadian, you'd still be on maternity leave, because they give people a whole year up here. Can you believe
that? Oh, that sounds lovely. It's too soon. It was too soon. Yeah, you got to work from home.
Oh, and you got to have that bonding experience. And what has it been like for you with now your second baby? How has that changed the dynamic? Well, tell me about that.
Well, praise God, first of all. You know, I really work when the girls are asleep and this hour when I'm on air. My husband's here with us. Amazing. Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, a second baby, I feel like life's a little upside down still. Yeah, everyone says, you know, the transition from 1 to 2 is more difficult, or 2 to 3. I think it's different for everyone, but I think we're just in upside down land. But this baby girl is so precious. And, you know, taking the moments to, you know, look into your baby's eyes, make that contact. You know, they can't talk to you yet, but man, you're their everything as their mother. And to give that gift to them of your presence is so important.
You know, I love it. And you know what I like to say, Timmery? Our journey in life is really a pilgrimage. It's a pilgrimage from conception to Christ. And we want to take as many people on this pilgrimage as we possibly can. We want to take as many people to the promised land of heaven as we possibly can. And that starts with our family. It starts with our kids. It starts with our spouse. It starts with the people in our neighborhood, our relatives, our friends, our coworkers. We want to take as many people as possible. And it's a good metaphor. And Drew Mariani took these St. Patrick medals with him on pilgrimage recently to Ireland. And he took them to all these various shrines, the Shrine of Knock, all kinds of places, the famous Mass Rock at Tobernault, and they prayed a chapel of Divine Mercy there. This is actually where priests would celebrate these clandestine secret masses during the persecutions of Henry VIII. Just incredible suffering happened there. And we want you to have this medal, and it comes with this beautiful emerald rosary. It can be yours for $1 a day or more donation, 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. And I've just been told we have only 34 of these rosaries left. They are gone.
That's
33. Now it's 33. Okay, it keeps ticking. And once they're gone, they are gone. And these are gorgeous. You want to grab yours right now for that dollar a day contribution. We'll also send you the book, Jesus, I Trust in You, a retreat, a personal. We've been talking a lot about retreats during this hour, and it's been such a fun conversation. You can make, you say, I can't get away, but you can make a personal retreat at home with this book, with the Litany of Trust by Sister Faustina Maria Pia. And you can call in right now to get your copy, as well as the remaining rosaries that are left, 877-291-0123. The Relevant Radio app, Timmery.
Again, that Relevant Radio app, if that's where you like to listen, it's a really easy way to give. And maybe you want to download it right now to listen to Relevant Radio and support what we are doing today. Again, the easiest way to give, relevantradio.com. We have $14,000 to go until we are halfway funded this week. So step up, support Relevant Radio, and support the work of Cale Clark today. And like we said, we only have so many of these rosaries left, 33 to go. They probably won't be available for the next hour. So please, I asked for mine. Cale very sweetly said he won't take one, but it's gorgeous. My favorite color, the emerald green. It's been to all of these holy places throughout Knock, places where St. Patrick celebrated masses, and locations where mass was illegal to be celebrated.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Give from the heart right now. We want you to have yours, 877-291-0123, or give securely and easily online. You'll be out in just a minute. relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Thank you so much.